7. On-the-job training.
Lockpicking has increased to level 2.
Based on the notification when I got the skill and the fact that this was much easier to unlock, I assumed this was a lower grade lock. It seemed weird at first till I realized the door lock was from the gnomes. This low-quality lock was probably compliments of the kobolds.
Alfred, remind me to try out locksmithing later, I said, hoping Alfred had a better memory than I did.
Locksmithing is its own separate skill, sir. However, your best chance of learning it will be to find someone to train you,
he explained.
Unlike simply hiding to learn stealth or fiddling around with a lock until it opens, skills like locksmithing require one to know at least the basics to even learn the skill.
It made sense that a crafting ability like that would be easier with an instructor. I chuckled at the thought of someone with no training making random pieces of metal in the general shape of a lock, hoping one would actually work.
Fair enough. I'll ask around when we get back to Gnome Theron, then, if I have time, I said, thinking of all the other things I wanted to do that were arguably much more important. Opening up the chest, there was no loot screen, no menu with a grid showing what was inside. It suddenly occurred to me that I didn't have a traditional inventory. Thinking of my inventory brought up a list. No bag, tabs, or anything, just a list of what I was carrying on me, which wasn't much. Also, my bags were limited by physical space. Good thing I arranged for the cart, I thought to myself. Here, I thought I'd just run out of slots, but there were no slots to run out of. A whistling sound to my right brought me out of my decidedly derailed train of thought.
Looks like a decent haul, Jack. Let's count this out,
Nick said as he looked over our loot. I nodded in agreement and we started pulling everything out of the chest. All totaled, we found 170 gold, 30 regeneration potions, a mana potion, and a few smaller weapons like daggers, bucklers, and short swords. We easily agreed on how to split the gold and potions up. Since we used Nick's money, first thing was paying him back his 40 gold. After that, it was an even 65 gold each. For potions, we decided I would take 2 regeneration potions while he took 1 and the mana potion. No magic meant no need for mana. Apparently, Nick could use some basic artifice spells to augment his gadgets and repair certain things if needed. The weapons took a little more thought. Nick couldn't use anything other than the crossbow and had no intention of learning more weapon styles. While I was happy with short swords right now, I did want to learn daggers after this was done. Since they were pretty basic daggers, there was no need to work out what I'd give up in exchange, as they had no value. Those short swords were a different story. In fact, they were technically a different weapon. Gnomish longsword. Type, short sword. Base damage, 4. Modifiers, 0.2 agility, 0.05 strength. Total damage, 8. This weapon is considered to be a relatively short longsword for gnomes, meaning it's about the maximum length of a weapon one would consider a short sword when wielded by a human-sized individual.
Interesting. They were very well made and looked to hold a much sharper edge than my beginner weapons. Realizing I never actually looked at their stats since they were noob weapons, I decided to compare.
Apprentice short sword. Type, short sword. Base damage, 2. Modifiers, 0.1 times strength, 0.1 times agility. Total damage, 5. This is a short sword given to those expected to hurt others, but not necessarily trusted to not hurt themselves.
Wow, a 60% damage increase just from the 1 point of base damage and improved ratio. Doing the math on this, it looked like they rounded to the nearest whole number for damage. It also looked like those kobolds negated a whopping 0 damage.
Alfred, how is damage versus defense calculated? I asked.
Defense is subtracted from an attack's damage value to determine damage dealt. In the event that a character has a percentage-based damage reduction item or ability, this percentage is subtracted first.
Looks like it favors tanks, then.
In this instance, yes. There are many abilities found later in the game for both offensive and defensive players to both mitigate damage and negate these mitigations.
How was I doing full damage to those kobold guards then?
Technically, they were scouts, sir. Kobold scouts usually wear little to no armor. Their defense value was zero.
Sucks for them, I guess. Okay, Nick. These swords are a definite upgrade. Also, I think you should take the buckler, I told the gnome. It shouldn't interfere with your crossbow or other abilities, and when we get into the mines, hiding behind trees won't be an option. Nick visibly weighed his options before nodding in agreement and fitting the buckler to his offhand arm. Anything else you think we should go over, Jack? He asked as he got a feel for the buckler's weight. He seemed a bit more confident just by adding a shield. Nope, we got it all. Let's gather the rest of it, pick up the kobold gear outside, and carry it back to camp. Nick stopped mid-stride with a puzzled look on his face.
Why are we carrying all of that back? Isn't it just trash loot?
He asked, clearly wondering why I'd bother with all of this junk. I flashed him a hungry smile before I responded. It is, but there's going to be a lot of it. I have a feeling these mines will be crawling with kobolds. We're going to gather everything they drop that looks like it has any value, and we're throwing it in the cart that will be here in 3 days. It takes money to make money, but being broke is free, I said with what most likely came across as a very insincere smile. I'd heard I gave off a used car salesman vibe when I talked money, unless I was in the zone for a job. Well, not that I did those anymore. It took several minutes to gather all of the spears and carried them to the campfire where they couldn't be picked up by someone else. We probably could have gotten done more quickly if Nick were full-sized, but his physical size limited how easily he could maneuver the wooded area while carrying weapons taller than him. As comical as it was to watch him struggle, the most important thing was that he never complained. The little guy was definitely growing on me. The initial loot wasn't terribly impressive, but it was an okay start. 7 of the 8 kobolds wielded spears that, now that I was able to properly examine them, were gnome-made. The dagger wielder had his dagger, and 3 of his buddies carried them as backups. Again, they were gnomish-made. Looks like the kobolds just took whatever the gnomes previously holding this mine used for defense. Nick, let's take a little break here before we go into the mines. I need to tweak some things. The gnome immediately dropped to the ground and leaned against a nearby tree.
Fine with me, he said cheerfully. I can work on some crafting while I wait, he replied,
pulling a toolkit out of his bag and setting to work tweaking his crossbow and piecing together what looked to be the beginnings of more grenades. All right, Alfred. How much control do I have over my UI?
Total control, sir. You may choose to see any and all pieces of data available or tweak exactly what is and isn't shown, as well as hiding certain information in certain conditions. You may simply tell me how you want your UI to appear and the adjustments will be made.
Holy shit, conditional UI elements? Perfect, I said, before thinking for a moment on how best to set everything up. All right, the damage notifications every time I hit a kobold are annoying. Once I know how many HP an enemy has based on how many hits it takes to kill it, hide the damage dealt notifications. If it has different mitigations than what I've previously seen for its type, show me the damage notifications so I'm aware and can plan accordingly. For my actions and attacks I receive, show damage I receive, but keep it to simple messages. When I dodge or parry an attack, just show I did it. No need for stamina reduction notifications until I get under 25%.
Very well, sir. It is configured as you requested now. You should notice the changes next time you're in combat.
Thanks, Alfred. So, why is it that these options aren't just toggles on a menu? Why do I go through you?
I serve as a buffer and mediator between you and the game. Generally, it is easier to say or think of what information you want to know or see, rather than sifting through layers of menu screens. For certain information, such as your character sheet, there are screens that can be used to display the information because it is easier to digest this information visually as opposed to having it read out to you.
Interesting. Is there an option for what else I want to see displayed on a screen?
Yes, sir. All information is available in menu format. Simply notify me whenever you prefer a menu and I will display it accordingly.
Great, thanks, Alfred. That will be a big help.
Looking over to Nick, I saw the gnome tinkering with grenade casings and what was most likely explosive components based on his delicate movements and sweat-covered forehead. Obviously, this was a bad time to try to get his attention.
Alfred, can you chat for a bit? What can you tell me about the mine? Is there a timer on when the enemies will respawn?
I cannot give any details regarding what is in the mine, but I can say the enemies will not respawn.
You mean this is a one-shot dungeon?
No, sir. This is not a dungeon. Monsters taking this mine from the gnomes is an event that happened organically. It is not a scripted dungeon. Monsters killed here will not return. Normal dungeons are not instanced and will refill every 8 hours. Considering you've received the hidden quest to clear these mines, I can tell you that the mine doesn't need to be cleared in a single run as a dungeon would. Unfortunately, even though it isn't a dungeon, it can be, how should I put this, repopulated.
I swear to God, Alfred, if I walk in on some sort of baby-making kobold orgy and you didn't warn me, I'm requesting a new AI.
Deciding I needed to cleanse my mental palate, I saw Nick was finally done.
Ready to go clear some mines? I asked.
His response was a devilish grin as he held out hands full of recently made grenades.
I made some more flash bombs. I figure high explosives would be unsafe down there, so we can take advantage of the low-light environment. According to my guide, kobolds have a weak dark vision but use torches for tasks such as mining because the dark vision doesn't help distinguish visible mineral veins,
he said with no small amount of pride in his voice. I had to hand it to him. It was smart thinking and tactically sound. How many did you manage to crank out? I asked, seeing he had several in his hand and a few more on the ground.
8 total. There's 5 for you and I'll hold 3 for now, he said.
After divvying up the grenades, we started moving the loot from the shack back to the campfire. It thankfully only took a single trip, which was quick due to the fact that nothing was particularly unwieldy. We were starting to build a decent little pile of loot from all this, and I really couldn't wait to see how much it was all worth. That was something for the future. Right now, it was time to clear out my soon-to-be personal mine.